June.
This is the 30th of June, 1976. Gerda and I are in Des Moines, Iowa.
Would you give us your full name?
It's Johanna Christine Johansson.
Hansen. And Johansson then was your maiden name. And your Scandinavian ancestry is from what country?
Denmark.
From Denmark. Who was it that came from Denmark?
My grandparents.
On both sides?
Yes.
Would you mind giving us the name and the background of each set of grandparents, or as you remembered? I'll just sort of let you remember, reminisce.
Well, I don't know that much about them because,
well,
you know,
whatever you do know.
My grandfather on my father's side was Jens Bertel Johansen, and he came from Finnerup, Denmark. And I'm not too sure when they came, in the early 80s, I think.
And they came as young people?
Yes. I think probably with one, I don't know if Uncle John was born in Denmark or not. Okay, I'm asking you. But anyway, they were young people. And my grandmother was Anne, Christina Jensen, from Gjælo, Denmark.
And do you know what part of Denmark that's in?
In Sjælland.
In Sjælland?
Yeah.
Okay.
But that's about all. Northwest part of Sjælland, I think.
Do you have any idea why they left Denmark?
No, not really.
You've never heard any stories of their coming to the United States. Do you know where they landed in the United States?
They first came to, they came to Wapaka, Wisconsin, and I think they must have had other relatives or friends there. And I presume it was a financial or getting out of the rut of, because I think he was a Hoosmat.
Mm-hmm.
And so probably, you know, there were glorious tales about better living over here or something. I don't know. I really don't
now,
know.
Now, was this, the ones we're speaking of now, are they your
my
father's
parents? Yeah.
What about your mother's parents?
Yeah. My grandfather's name was Christian Henriksen. And I don't have anything about where he grew up. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I can find, you know, I have
yeah.
the sources
yeah.
of information, but right now I don't know. And my grandmother's name was Anna Boutsen, and she was from, I've got EBDRUP, Iptrup, Denmark.
Yeah.
And I think that she was from Jylland, but he was from Sjælland, I'm pretty sure. And the only thing I know about where they lived, they were married and had three children, I think. And my only uncle, used to say that he was born in Mallorca. He made a big joke out of being
born
in Mallorca.
Yeah.
And so I knew they lived in Mallorca,
mm-hmm.
which I think is, I don't know, on the eastern part of Jylland.
Mm-hmm. I know there is a community called Mallorca.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know any of the circumstances of their coming as
no.
to why they left and how they came? Or
no.
Do you know where they landed in the New World?
No, I think probably they came directly to West Denmark,
to
Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm. Now, these four grandparents, did they know each other in this
no.
country? So your father and mother had to meet someplace else.
Yes. My father was born and raised in Tyler, Minnesota. And my mother in West Denmark, Wisconsin, which is, the town is Luck, Wisconsin.
Now, where did they meet then?
Well, at Danabo Folk School in Tyler, Minnesota.
And that they were both students there. And then did they stay there after they were married?
In Tyler?
Yes.
They stayed in Tyler for a short time, and then they homesteaded out in South Dakota for probably 3 to 4 years.
I'm not real clear
on that.
Do you know where in South Dakota?
Watauga, yeah. Watauga, South Dakota, which is right on the border, North and South Dakota.
Now we'll go back to your childhood in Tyler, Minnesota.
No, I was Denmark.
Well, you grew up in West Denmark.
Yes. Then they, after they had been in South Dakota, they moved back to Wisconsin, to this Danish land here, West Denmark, where my mother was from.
Do you know if, I should go back and ask you this, I forgot about it. Do you know how many of your grandparents became citizens?
Oh, I think they all did. I'm not sure my grandfather on my mother's side, because he died quite early in 1892, when they came over here in the, I think, 82. So he wasn't here more than about 10 years. So I'm not sure of him, but I think the rest of them became citizens.
Do you know if they belong to a Danish clubs or churches or
Danish churches?
Was there any particular club anyway that they belonged to?
No, I don't think so.
Do you know how much contact they kept with Denmark, your grandparents?
I think they kept quite close contact with their relatives. Now my parents didn't. I mean, by the time, you know, they knew very little about who there was still in Denmark. But I have, on my father's side, I have an aunt who has kept close contact and still does, has visited several times in Denmark. And she knows, you know, what relatives there still are. Very few, though.
Did your parents grow up speaking Danish?
Yes.
And it was it a language that they learned before English?
Yes.
Did you ever hear if they had any difficulty at the time they had to make the transfer from using Danish to using English?
Well, I don't think my mother ever got used to using English thoroughly. I mean, she could speak, you know, conversation, but when she really wanted to express herself, it was Danish.
She still preferred the Danish.
But even she was born here.
And she was born here. Did you ever hear your mother or your father talking about holding jobs as children? Was it ever necessary for them to work, or did they even just work to make their own spending money?
As children?
Yes.
No.
Do you know the work that your grandfathers did?
Well, my mother's father was a carpenter in Denmark. Now, I don't think he did much of that over here. They lived on a small farm for a while. They had a creamery on the place, and then of course he died 10 years after. So, and my grandfather on my father's side, well, they lived on a farm, but then he was he did some work in a mill, you know, in Tyler, and worked for the, he was Register of Deeds in Tyler, whatever that, I don't know what that really amounted to. He did several jobs in the, local government type of jobs.
Was any of that political?
Yes, I think it was with him, yeah. On the local, very local level, town type of.
It meant then that he stood for election.
Well, I don't know if he did that or if it was more appointed type of thing.
Were there any musical instruments in your home?
An old organ and some violins.
Who played them?
All of us.
Did you
somewhat.
Did you take music lessons?
A short time. Piano lessons. My brothers played violin.
Now you belong Danish church in West Denmark.
Mm-hmm.
Were there services in Danish?
Yes, there were. I think as a small child there might have been Danish services every Sunday and then English, and then it gradually got to be like once a month, and then Then for our Christmas and Easter. And,
were you confirmed in the Danish
language?
Yes,
I was.
Now, West Denmark, I think it's the first time in speaking to you that we have someone from West Denmark. Could you sort of describe that community for us as it was when you were a child?
Well, it's not a town. It's a small country community with a church and a fellowship hall. There was a small schoolhouse where we had summer vacation school, which was part Danish. When I was a child, it was like 4 weeks of half a day of Danish and half a day of English at this schoolhouse. That's part of the community. And then there were just a few houses, and it lays on a lake in the Wisconsin woods.
And most of the people spoke Danish in this community?
Yes, they did.
What did you learn in this 4 week school that you attended?
Oh, some just reading and writing Danish, and some Denmark's history.
You did get Danish history too, some. So that you got the background.
Did you get that in prose or in poetry?
Prose. And then they would read Danish stories to us, you know, like Hans Christian Andersen and that sort of thing. Quite a lot of, I think we had stories read to us every day in Danish.
Did you have to write in Danish?
Yes.
Was it difficult? Was it a difficult thing, or did that come easy enough?
I think it came easy enough to me because I started in this school when I was about 4 or 5. The first couple of years I went, my mother helped, and so I was there before most of the, of age, most of the ones were. And then I went on through until I had gone through all the lesser or the head, so I quit. I was about 12, I think.
Now, this was a Danish community. What festive days did you have throughout the year that indicated that this was a Danish-American community?
Well, we usually had a Femtjuni Fest. And fastelavns with Flakantnatten and so on. We had a Christmas tree celebration at the fellowship hall for all the children, which I think was probably flavored with the Danish more than the American. I don't know what else. We did a lot of like folk dancing.
To the extent that it's Danish Hirstfest, too.
Yeah, we had a Hirstfest. I don't know. Well, of course, we called it Hirstfest. Whether that was something that came from Denmark or not, I don't really know.
What time of the year was that?
It was a harvest fest.
Yeah, it was.
It was held in most every congregation of Danish church.
September, probably?
It was at least at the time when there were
things that were harvested from the gardens and from the fields, or you would have wheat or rye or something in a bundle, and you'd have squash and pumpkins and that sort of thing and fall flowers, and then they would have a speaker.
We've asked you about the Danish customs in the community. What Danish customs did you have in your home?
Well, I suppose our Christmas was the most typically Danish. We would have Christmas Eve with dancing our Christmas tree. Risengrød and medisterpølse. Oh my
gosh. You said dancing around the Christmas tree. Would you describe that for us?
What it meant to you and how you did it in your home?
In our home, we didn't see the Christmas tree until we had eaten our supper on Christmas Eve, and it was always closed off some way, and then we would go to the Christmas tree and sing the Danish Christmas carols as we held hands and went around Christmas tree.
What are some of those Danish Christmas carols you sang?
Julen har bragt os en af bud, og glæder jul, dejlig jul. Bonifati, Bethlehem. Tarvel, help me, you know.
That's enough.
New Avioul again, yes.
Incidentally, we still do those things with our children and grandchildren.
That's one of the things. How much of this Danish tradition do you carry over into your daily life now?
Well, probably the Christmas is one of the things we've carried through. We have one son-in-law who is not of Danish descent, and he has learned to sing New Avioul again and enjoys the dancing around the Christmas tree. And we don't have the Riesengroet and the Medistapels anymore. Mantelgau, yes. We still have a Mantelgau, which their son-in-laws think is great fun too.
How many children do you have?
We have three girls.
And would you give us their names?
Ellen, Barbara, and Nancy.
And now how many of them are married?
Two.
Two of them are married, and one of them is to a non-Dane. And
yes.
What is his name?
Mark Miller.
Mark Miller, and the girl is married to a Scandinavian. His name is?
He's also Hansen.
He's also Hansen. And I can see from a picture over here that you have grandchildren.
Yes.
And would you give us their names?
Kim and Rob and Jenny.
Now, your girls, have any of them been to Denmark?
No.
And I asked your husband earlier if he had been, and he said no, but he hoped to go. Now, do you think that's something that your children would like to do?
Oh, I don't really know if they would. I think they probably would go to Europe and maybe to Denmark, but not particularly.
There isn't a drawing to go and find
not
family.
Yet, anyway. Whether there will be, yes, they get older, I don't know.
I see. But did they attend Grandview College also?
Yes.
What were their jobs before they married, or even after they married?
Before they married, they were going to Grandview College.
I see. Well, in other words, so they married as soon as they...
Yes.
Or while they were at Grandview College.
Yes.
And then they have not had a profession.
No. Now our oldest daughter has a degree in psychology, and is doing some social work right now. Our second daughter did not get her degree. She has about two years of college, I guess. But she is working in a upholstery supply place, but really has nothing to do with her schooling. And our third daughter is through with Grandview and is going on to college in the fall.
Did your children speak Danish?
No.
Do they speak any at all?
They know a few words. No, just they can. We tried hard to teach them to say "what," but they can't quite master it. But very, very few. Just a few words like that they like Eboskew and things like that we just call it that, you know. We don't have an English word for it.
But they can't converse or would not be able to communicate in Danish.
No.
Would you tell us why you came to Grandview College?
Well, two things. Grandview had been, you know, talked about over the years. We'd heard about Grandview since I was a little kid, had known people that had been here, but when I was through high school, I really sort of fought the idea of going to Grandview. I wasn't quite ready for it. But my brother had been here for a winter school session, and at the time he was in the service, it was during the war, and he said, well, if I'd go, he'd pay my way, and so I went. I agreed to go for one semester, but I was here for 2 years.
What were those years, if we may ask?
45, 46, 46, 47. Mm-hmm.
What was your major?
I really didn't have, just liberal arts.
How did you feel coming from a Danish family in Wisconsin or Tyler, Minnesota, and into Grandview?
Just fine. Almost all of them were of the same type of background. Of the very large percentage, you know, had the same type of
homes.
So this was a home to you, yes, while you were here, and you met your husband here.
Yeah.
Now, were you married in the Lutheran Church?
Yes, we were married in the church in Mr. Hunt.
Was there anything about your wedding that might have said, well, now you can tell that's a couple of Danes getting married?
Well, I think we had a Danish, or at least if not a Danish song, a translation song at the wedding, didn't we?
I think that
that the Danish bullseye, wasn't it?
And that,
yeah,
the one you just mentioned definitely is a Danish,
mm-hmm,
wedding song.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have a traditional wedding?
Yes.
With the in the church with the white veil,
yes,
and
yeah,
a get together and so on,
mm-hmm, yes,
afterwards.
Yeah.
There was quite a community here in Grandview then. Are you still acquainted with the community of your classmates?
Yes.
What was it here at Grandview that engendered that feeling of community, sisterhood, brotherhood?
That has extended beyond the years that you were here.
I don't know, that's hard to answer. We got to know one another so well, I suppose because we lived so closely together, but what, you know, I don't know if it's unique, whether other schools don't have the
same
thing.
It is unique, though.
Is it?
Yes, I think
maybe
it is.
I don't know. We just have kept a very close, many of us have kept very close contact over the years. Not all. Some we don't have any idea where are, but some of us have.
Is there a newsletter or a newspaper that goes from Grandview to the
graduates? There is a Grandview alumnus paper, which he's editor of right now, that goes out to all the alumni. And there you get whenever they find out something about some of these alumni, they'll put little news notes in it. I don't know if that has, I suppose it has helped to keep contact, but.
It's something beyond that, isn't it?
I would think so, yes. We have kept like Christmas letters going with many, many of them. And then, of course, you see one and they know something about the others and so on.
We've found that out.
Yeah.
And it's lovely. It's such a close, good-feeling community. Did your children come to Grandview?
Well, we had moved to Des Moines just before our oldest girl was ready to go to college, which was kind of a disappointment to her because she didn't get to go away from home. So all our three girls have lived in the dormitory in order to give them some of that feeling, although we lived about 2 blocks from the dormitory.
In other words, you lived in the community, but your daughter still stayed with the other students,
mm-hmm,
in the dormitories.
Did your girls work their way through Grandview, or they had no big brother to give them anything?
They all three had part-time jobs while they were here. Yeah.
And did their classes keep some of that community feeling?
Not as close as ours. Now, of course, the nature of Grandview has changed since then, too. At that time, we were almost entirely dormitory students, very few town students. Now it's the reverse. And so it's not quite, but the students that were in the dormitory have some of it, but not to the extent we had.
Is there anything, Mr. Hanson, that you can tell us that we should be asking your wife that we, in our innocence, didn't know we should have asked her?
Would you tell us what it has meant to you in your lifetimes to be Danish, or to have this Danish heritage behind you?
How about you starting that one?
Well, I think it has been important and valuable to me. There is a sense in which it has shaped the whole direction of my life. I mean, if I had not had any background, I wouldn't have come to Grandview, I wouldn't have met my wife, I wouldn't have been a minister in a church, and so on, so on, so on. So, of course, I consider it very important and very valuable. By the same token, I must recognize that if I had had some other background, I might have valued that too. So I'm not saying it's more important than any other background, but I'm saying it's very important to me.
What about you, Mrs. Hansen? Has it meant something special in your life?
Well, yeah, I think probably some of the same things. I think, though, just the fact that we learned a language as children was worth something, that we learned another language as children. And it was so easy, you know, it wasn't this struggle. I later took a year of German, and that was the work. You know. But the language, knowing two languages, I think has been a real a help in a lot of things. And it has helped to, you know, Danish, and so you know, you can sort of pick out a little German or a little, and of the Swedish and Norwegian, you can just about. And then I think that the songs have meant a lot to us, the Danish songs, and of course the translation of the Danish songs, which we have used a lot over the years. They have meant more to us than the American songs. Yeah.
They've made a greater impression on you.
Yes. Yeah.
Vi vil meget gerne, at de mennesker, som skal lytte til børnene i fremtiden, skulle høre, hvordan de taler dansk. Så håber jeg altså, at de vil sige nogle få ord på dansk. Hvis ikke andet, måske I kan fortælle os, hvordan I to mødte.
Vi mødte som studenter på Grandview College. Vi kom begge to. Torben Valhav som student på præsteskolen, da jeg kom til Grandview som student på junior college.
Hvor længe var det efter, at I mødtes, at I blev gift?
Næsten 3 år. Jeg gik på Grandview 2 år. Torben var færdig i januar. I mit første år, men så blev her, jeg har 2 år, og så arbejdede jeg næsten 1 år, før vi blev gift, så i juni 48.
Så har de været præstekone?
Ja.
Og hvor var det?
I Alden, Minnesota, og i Oak Hill, Iowa. Det blev ikke dansk gjort. Og i Viborg, Syd Dakota. Og Cozad, Nebraska. Det
er også det. Hun piger i nærheden af Elkhorn.
Aha,
i den egen.
I den egen, ja. Har de holdt et arbejde, mens de har været gift?
Jeg arbejdede ikke, da jeg var præstkone, men siden vi kom. Jeg var husmor. Siden vi kom her til Des Moines, der har jeg arbejdet på Grandview Library. Siden 67, tror jeg nok, jeg begyndte.
Thank you a lot.
Thank you so very, very much.